Today I want to investigate the promises. All right? And when I say that, you know, in this Bible, some scholar had time to sit down once. I haven't done it myself. But there's 7,000 promises that God left for us. They're promises for the now and for the later. But most all them promises are for the now. You know, if you walk up to people in the church that are always saying, you know, I can't wait till I get out of here or whatever, then they're missing the glory that God left for them while they are here. God doesn't want you to just walk around all glum and wait for the rapture. God wants you to walk in victory in your life and enjoy your life while you're here. You see, the joy that God will give you is not because of the things that He gives you, is not because of the wonderful circumstances that you live in, but it is a gift of joy that God gives you for serving Him. And if you will serve God, although you will go through things, although stuff will happen in your life, although relationships might fail, although your kids may not be quite right, although you have problems and ailments perhaps, you'll have joy, and joy unspeakable. And you know, I just want to tell you today that it is for now, and it doesn't have to be for later, but you have to receive. Now yesterday we were talking a little bit about receiving the joy. Right? Receiving from God the gift. The gift is salvation. It is a package, but in order to see what's in it, you have to investigate it and open it. There's too many people that treat the gift of salvation like a Christmas gift that's early and you can't open it yet. Are you hearing me? There is too many people that treat the gift of salvation like an early Christmas gift. Like you're a kid and you see the gift under the tree and you know it's yours and you go over there and you grab the box and you know you can't open it so you shake it. Right? And you look at it and then you use your imagination to dream about what it could be. But see, the gift of salvation is not something to be treated like that. It is something to be opened and investigated because it's a gift. And the gift is yours. Just because you got the gift doesn't mean you've opened it and investigated it yet. And I'm here to tell you that all the outside of it is wonderful and great. What's inside will blow your mind. Amen? You can walk in victory. You can walk in abundant life. You can do these things. Okay, so let's go to Proverbs chapter 2. This is part of my 90-day scriptures. All right? And what that means is I have a list of scriptures that I call life-changing scriptures. And this is going to be called Wisdom is of God, not man. Amen?
Amen?
Proverbs chapter 2. Father, I just ask you right now today, Lord, that every person in this place grab a hold of this truth wholeheartedly, embrace it, and bring it inside. That, Lord, that they open up that gift of salvation, which you have explained thoroughly in your book called the Bible, Lord, that we might investigate all the blessings that are for us, Lord, that we not be shy, but we be that treasure hunter that diligently seeks the treasure because you have already given it to us. We just got to locate it and apply it. In Jesus' name I pray that everybody gets this. And everyone said,
amen.
Open up the ears and the eyes that may see and hear. Now, I relate the Bible in my life to a treasure that I found. Now, if you knew that there was a big old treasure chest outside somewhere on this campus that had millions of dollars in diamonds and gold and jewelry in it, and if you would just find it, it would be yours, this campus would look like a bomb crater. Right? There would be picks and shovels flying. There would be all you guys out there digging and digging and digging and digging everywhere. And I'm telling you, it wouldn't be no pitiful thing. It wouldn't be like most people explore the Bible you would be out there with almost zero sleep, working yourself to a frazzle to try to get all that money. Come on now. You know I'm telling you just like it is. Because we are somehow thinking in our lives that the things of the world are more important than the things of God. And if you knew there was millions of dollars in a treasure chest, and all you had to do was find it, and it would be yours, you'd be on it. But I'm sitting here telling you today that this treasure chest is for all of you. That inside it is gold and silver you know not of. Happiness, love, and joy you cannot imagine. Peace that surpasses all understanding. And it's not just for one person. It's for all people.
Amen.
Are you getting this? Because in truth, what you have got to understand is you have got to dig it up. It is a treasure that you must seek out and go after. And if you will, you will have greatness of God in your life. And let's just think about it. If you have greatness of God in your life will be great. You will have treasures unspeakable. You will have knowledge and wisdom unbelievable. But it all rests in your effort to seek the opening of the gift that God has given you. Jesus did not come to just give life, but to give you abundant life. He already gave it to you, but you have to go dig it up out of His Word so you can live in that abundant life. Hallelujah. Okay? Proverbs 2. We'll see if I spell any better today. There's hope. 6-8. Father, help me today, God, and let it be that Your Holy Spirit bring impact into their life. That they start to dig with the spiritual picks and shovels. That they not be slugs for Christ in the spiritual realm, God. But they be the most dynamic workers and become the greatest in You ever. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
amen.
I'm here to tell you that most Christians lead a shallow life because they are spiritually lazy. They might want to sing. They might want to pray. Those things make them feel good. But the work end of it, they want to avoid. Quiet in here. And that's good because I want you to listen. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. And if that shoe fits, slide that baby on. Amen. I get people whining about my New Testament survey. Wait. My Old Testament survey makes my New Testament survey look like a baby. And all of you that are graduates, I got good news for you. You're close. As soon as leadership class is over, you're in it. Why? Because I want you to have the treasure. And if I got to take my size 9 and propel you into it, then by golly, that's what I'm going to do for you. That's love, brother or sister. I had to do it to get to where I am. If you're going anywhere, you got to get it too. Amen? I'm going to tell you right now that there are many surveys in this world about the Bible. But the ones that I have chosen will cause you to grow more than anything else on this campus. Amen? I've seen it all. I've been there. I've done that. I'm telling you. This will cause you to really uncover the treasure in its fullness. Glory! Oh yeah, but I forgot. It takes work. Wham! Woohoo! In the end, you'll love it, and the rest of the time, you'll wish it was over. But once you get it, you'll be glad that you got it. It's like lifting a great weight. You got to get everything in position, pry on it, get up under it, really work on it, build yourself to it. But then when you can finally lift it, you go, yes, it is good. Amen. It says in verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom. Who gives wisdom?
The Lord.
Who?
The Lord.
Let me tell you something. It is my fear that Einstein rests in the pit of hell. Was he smart? No, he was stupid. You can have all the knowledge of the world, and if you go to hell, how smart are you? Did you get that? And there's nothing wrong with knowledge. I'm not down on knowledge. But in all you're getting, get wisdom of the Lord. Right? Where do you get wisdom of the Lord? From the Lord. You can't even begin to get that wisdom till you're born again. You got to have that veil pulled off your eyes, and then you got to learn to pray and seek Holy Spirit power so that He might reveal to you truth. It says, for the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Jesus is the Word, and the Word is Jesus.
Amen.
So if you want wisdom and understanding, where do you go to it for? Jesus. And Jesus is the Word, and the Word is Jesus, and the Bible is His inspired Word.
Amen.
You want wisdom? You want knowledge? You walk around with it like you're proud of it. Some of you guys got Bibles that look brand new, even though they're years old. How can that be? I can't hang on. I buy two or three at a time, and I get about 6 months out of them. And they're not bad Bibles. I have a voracious appetite to know the truth and practice it. And that comes from learning the Word of God. Right? So from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Now listen, I'm going to break this down to you. Number one, His Bible Word will bring you knowledge and understanding. Amen? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Right? This is the Bible. This is the Word. This is where you go for your knowledge and understanding. I'm going to tell you right now that I am a teacher, and I do my best to teach you absolutely correctly. But it is your job to get knowledge and understanding. Not your husband's, not your wife's, not your daddy's, not your mummy's. Your job. Are you doing your job? There's some of you that don't even know the books of the Bible yet. Amen? There's some of you that don't understand basic principles of God, and you are yo-yo Christians, you're up and down all the time, and you have no foundation, and you want to blame your life, your neighborhood, your mama that ran away, or your dada, and I'm telling you, it's your fault. Amen? Because you can all, and you can walk into motels that are the seediest in the nation. And in that motel, you will find a Gideon's Bible. So there is no excuse for you not to know the Bible. Did you get that? There is no excuse. You have no excuse. You don't even have to pay for Bibles. You can get them free. But let me tell you something. This ain't no stinking paperweight. It's not something you just show to people that come by. It is a tool that must be used properly in order to grow. Amen? Number two, it says, He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. I like this. I'm really getting to where I like this. He stores up sound wisdom. He stores up sound wisdom. For who? Who are His followers? Are you getting this? What is that? It's a mess now. That's why I call these life-changing scriptures, because they're full of truth. Amen? You want sound wisdom? Sound wisdom is having common sense in God and having knowledge of God and His ways. How do you get it? You get in right relationship with God and you stay there. Amen? You don't turn to the left. You don't turn to the right. You don't let him or her take you out of it. You stay in it. Period. Amen? You follow those that are following God. And if they ain't following God, you witness to them about God, but you stay away from them. You use common sense in God. If you hang around with dogs, you get fleas. You don't want fleas. Don't hang out with dogs. You don't want to backslide. Don't hang around people that are proud of backsliding. Oh, brother, Jesus will forgive me. You got a needle stuck on your arm. Jesus shows up. You got problems, brother. Sister. Are you following me? More than that, He is a shield to those that follow Him. Right? Now, following means that you're obedient. Right? Okay. He guards the path of justice. He guards your path if you walk justly. Amen? He guards those paths. He takes care of those that walk in it. Now, I'm not going to tell you, you aren't going to go through things because you are. But in all of it, He's going to walk with you through it. Amen? And preserves the way of His saints. Hallelujah. What does it mean? I got no worries. Right? I got no worries. Why? I serve God. He determines my path. I follow it. He guards it so I can complete it. It's like you're out in the world and everything is coming against you all the time. And you cannot prepare for the evilness nor the wickedness that is there because you cannot even perceive it. Right? But the truth is that once you enter onto the path that He has chosen for you, all these things come true. You will start to understand the knowledge and the wisdom that God has for you. And He stores up His sound wisdom for those that follow Him. His followers. Are you getting this? Now there's a lot of people in the congregation and church that have almost zero understanding of anything. I'm telling you, they like to praise Him because it makes them feel good. They like to pray because it makes them feel good. But they don't want to learn nothing about the Word of God because now we're not talking about feel-good-itis. We're talking about work. You hear me? It is work to be a student of the Word of God. It is work to be a follower of God in truth and in fact. It takes work and diligence to learn those things. It takes wanting to do these things. And it takes diligence in these things to be what I'm talking about here today. You see, the reason why I call these life-changing verses is because you should be able to look at it and see why you should do this and how it will change your life. How is it going to change your life? If you are infilled with the Word of God in all of your life and His Holy Spirit power, you are going to walk in victory. It's a twofold thing. You must have a prayer life. Amen? You must be in contact with God. You must worship God. Right? He inhabits the praises of His people, and you must have the wisdom of God, which is the Word of God, to walk in full power in your life. Now, yesterday I made this statement, and I'll state it again today. If you don't know the Word of God, the Bible is the devil is a deceiver of the Word of God. He walked up to Eve. And the God that we serve had said, if you eat of this tree, surely you will die. Right? He spoke it. He said it. And then He went up to Eve, and she was looking at how pretty it was and everything, and how it was a nice looking tree. And He said, surely God did not say you would die. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You see, you got to know the Word of God so you know when you're being deceived and when you're not. You have got to understand the Word of God so that you understand the heart of God and when it's not the heart of God. Now, a lot of people in this room may think that God has just come this way to pet you, make you feel good. But no, He has come to challenge you to be all that you can be. He is going to put you through workshops because He loves you and He wants you to have the whole fullness of the life that He intended for you. Will He cry with you? He will. Will He hug you when you need it? He will. Will He put His foot in your butt when you need it? He will. You see, you have got to get a hold of this. You have got to get this understanding that He wants you to not just praise Him, to not just be in communion with Him, but He already said that He is finished. He wants you to have the Word of God so that you can walk in victory with Him. So that all the things that He did, you will do too. And that doesn't happen if you are lazy spiritually. That doesn't happen if you don't learn the truth. That doesn't happen if you are not one of His followers instead of one of His so-called lovers. Now let me break this down for you a little further in a fairly crude fashion, which I enjoy so much. Let me tell you something. In the sensual realm, in the worldly realm, a lover is someone you share a time with, but not a life with. Are you getting this? A lover is somebody you share a time with, but not a life with. But somebody you love is somebody you share your life with. You see, that's why I want to make sure that we're all clear on this. There's many people that tell me they love God, but they serve themselves. I'm going to tell you, they're a lover of God, but they love themselves. Did you get this? And there is a difference. And most people that you meet are not there where they need to be and don't want to get there because they love themselves. They don't really love God, although they are a lover of God. Are you getting this? But I'm going to tell you that God does not want to just be that one that you pray with and praise with. God wants to be that one that you walk with and live with. Are you hearing me? That God wants to be the one that in every piece of your life, He's right there. That you are growing in Him. As you have a relationship, you grow in maturity and knowledge of one another. And that is what the Word of God is all about. I am going to tell you today that there are two main people that read the Word of God, but they do not have understanding of the Word of God because they do not follow God. Because He stores up sound wisdom for those that are His followers. And you have got to understand that the followers are those that do not what they want, but what He wants them to do. And if you are not one of those, you are not going to get that sound wisdom, that sound mind that He wants to give you. As long as you are doing what you want to do instead of what God wants you to do, if you're doing the convenient thing instead of the real thing, then you aren't getting that. Because you don't need Him to do that. But in order to walk into the destiny that God has planned for you, then He will share these things with you as you learn to follow Him. Hallelujah. It says He is a shield to those that follow Him. What does that mean? I am a sometimes controversial figure. I walk up and I rebuke people of all kinds all the time. Because I take that as my job. My job is to be a teacher. I rebuke everybody from pastors down to people that just got saved. But I do it in a way to cause them to grow. It's not in meanness, but it's in your faceness. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell the truth, and I don't care if they like it. Because somebody got to teach the truth on this place. Somebody's got to tell the truth. Somebody's got to hold up the standard. We can't have all sissy, foo-foo, la-la love. Oh, it's going to be okay. The hell it is if you don't change. If you don't get a hold of this truth that your decisions ruin your life, then your life will be ruined. You got to understand there is a consequence for action. Somebody's got to tell you, hey, wake up, smell the coffee, live for God, and have victory.
Amen.
You understand? And when you get that, get a hold of that, and you start to follow Him, then He has already stored up sound wisdom for you. And on top of it, when you start to really follow Him, He is going to be a shield to you. When people come against me and stuff, I don't care, because I cheat. What do? I go into my prayer closet and snitch them out to my dad. I snitch him right now. Yeah, God, did you see what that fool said to me? I can't believe you're letting that idiot talk to your servant Dominic like that. See, you may think I'm kidding, but I have watched individual after individual after individual after individual that has come against me because I hold up God's standard, go away with their tails tucked. And I didn't say one word to them except for, thank you, God bless you.
Amen.
Are you getting this? Because it's not my job to protect me. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And there are few people that actually serve the Lord. Are you getting this? So if you actually serve God, then it says that He will take His enemies and cause them to flee seven ways before you. And what do? Snitch him out. God, did you see that guy? Did you see that? Did you hear what they said to me? I can't believe that guy. Help him, Lord. And they get helped. You see, you got to learn to rest in the Lord. But don't rest in the Lord unless you know you're in the Lord. You better get in the Lord so you can have rest in your life. You know, God would have us to be so much more than we even are. God has so many plans for us that you have no understanding. A lot of people think that they need to do a ministry. A ministry. I'm telling you that if you'll get all the way in Christ, you will do well many ministries. You will not be a person that just does one. You'll do a half a dozen or a dozen well. You won't be a person that needs a vacation because you'll be in rest in the ministries that you are doing in Christ. Did you get that? I am having one heck of a good time. And yet, my sleeping time is not great. My spare time is not great. But my joy of life is greater than it's ever been before. Amen? He is not only a shield to those who follow Him, but He guards your path. God has ordained for you a path for you. It is called your destiny. And then once you make the decision to step into it, you are going to walk down that path and He is going to guard that path for you. And nobody can take you off that path, although you can take off that path yourself. You're always going to come to wise in the road. One will probably be the harder path, and the other one will be the easier path. They may both look like good paths, but in your heart of hearts, you'll always know which path God wants you to take. Amen? And if you get on that path, then He's going to protect that path. I'm going to tell you that when I was in lockup years ago, what does that mean? Well, I was not as nice as I am today. So I was suffering a consequence for action, if you will. And when I was sitting in the middle of a cell, I was sitting there going, well, God, I blew it. I'm sorry. And I was talking to him, and he gave me a vision of things that I am just now seeing come to pass. That was my path that he ordained for me. In the midst of my madness, I was sitting there in the middle of a lockdown situation, and God was showing me things when I couldn't even see outside the yard yet. I couldn't see outside the wall yet. I couldn't see nothing but bars, shackles, and other things in which I had lived my life. But He gave me a vision. He showed me what He wanted for me. And I said, God, I'm going to believe You for that, even though I can't see that. And you know, when I got out, I got right. And I decided I'm going to stay on that path. And I've been on that path ever since. And today He has guarded it for me. And He is still guarding it for me. And nobody can take me off that path, because that is my destiny in God, as long as I choose the path He chooses for me instead of the path that I would choose. He guards your path. You know, people have said this. I've had people tell me when I first got here, I wasn't going to last long. Well, I've been here almost longer than anybody else on campus. And all those people that told me I wasn't going to last long, they've been long gone. And they were in authority when I got here. Now they're authorized other things in other places. But I am still in this place because it is my path that God gave me. And no stinking man can take it away from me. You see, you got to quit thinking you got to do it. What you got to do is live for God. What you got to do is obey God. What you got to do is love God. What you got to do is learn about God. And when you do those things, your whole life and the path God chose for your life is secure. You see, you've got to get this scripture. You've got to get this truth. You've got to get this knowledge. His Bible is knowledge and understanding. But you're not going to get full knowledge or understanding unless you're on the path. Amen?
Amen?
You know, in the Bible I read that they used to call themselves people of the way. Whose way? Jesus' way. You know what? And I really like that a lot. Because that's who I want to be. I don't want to be a Christian like all the Christians I've seen. I want to be a true follower, a person that's on the path, a person that's on the way where? To His destiny.
Amen.
You see, and you got to get over the mediocre Christian things that you see, because indeed they may be saved, and they got the gift, but they've never opened up the gift to see what the real thing is. And you got to be one that you don't want to be just a person that stays in the outer courtyard. But one that grabs a hold of and walks into the inner sanctuary, the Holy of Holies. You see, I'm here telling you today that it is available for each of you. That you can have it and you can do it. That God has already ordained a path for you. And that if you will get on that path and seek Him in all the ways that I just mentioned, there is no man, woman, child, storm, political scenario that is able to dislodge you from your ordained path that God has given you. The only way that you can get off that path is if you decide to once again serve yourself or take the easy road instead of God's road. Now I'm going to close with this for the first time. I once again heard a leader in our church explain to me yesterday how he'd been in the permissive will for so many years of God. And right away I just looked at him, I go, show me that. Now, this person is a little older than me and known the Lord since he was knee height or grasshopper or whatever, I don't care. Amen. Because I don't care how long somebody tells me they know the Lord. If they're going to talk to me about the Lord, they better be able to whip up some chapter and verse for me. Amen? Because I'm going to tell you, God left His Word so that we might know the truth. So He started talking about this permissive will, And I wasn't trying to anger him, but I was trying to get him not to preach doctrines of men, but preach truth of God. There is nowhere in the stinking Bible it talks about a permissive will. Did you get that? You're either in his will or he's not. You're either on the path or you're on your path. Amen? And I'm not going to tell you you aren't saved, but don't make it sound good. Make it sound like what it is. Self-will instead of God's will. Permissive will is a word that is not used in the Bible. You're either in his will or you're not. You're either about your business or you're about God's business. And you know, all you people in this room, I always want you to remember this. Don't listen to the crap that is doctrines of men. Don't do it. Because it is going to lead you astray. There is nowhere in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation in any translation I have ever read, and I've read them all that I know of so far, that says that about anything about permissive will. You are either in God's will or you are in your will. But permissive will is not God's choice. That means that you have made your own choices. And in those circumstances, it invalidates everything I just told you right up here. Amen? As long as you're walking your path instead of God's path, these things are not going to be true in your life. And that's what I want to get clear to you today. I'm going to tell you right now that there's a lot of things that we need to watch out for. We just need to be careful. We need to be careful of older people and younger people in church that do not know the truth but teach anyway. Amen? They'll teach you something. You'll think because they're older in the Lord, it's the truth, but it's a lie. And if you live by the lie, then you'll fail in the lie. But the Word of God is always true. So you need to learn the Word of God so you always know what is true. So when people come up to you like they did to me yesterday and said what they said, you'll just sit there and tell them the same thing. What a crock, brother. You know what I mean? Because they need to know it. See, I don't care if they wasted 20, 30, a million years of their life. That was their choice. Right? But don't come up to me and give me your stinking Christianese. Let's talk the truth. There is no permissive will. There is your will. And then there is God's will. Now, if you were in your will, I'm okay with that. Short life, do whatever you want with it. But don't come up and justify it to me, saying it's the will of God that you do what you want to do. Because there's nowhere in the Bible it says anything like that. Are you following me today? You see, in this place, I proclaim gospel and the word in truth. I don't give you false doctrine. I don't give you my opinion. I give you what the Bible says. All right? Now, the Bible says right here in these key verses that I have for you that are memory verses, for the Lord gives wisdom. Who gives wisdom?
Lord.
From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. From His mouth. Which means you better get close to hear Him. Amen? He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. True followers of Christ. Sold out believers are going to walk in wisdom. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. If you follow God, you don't fight your own battles. You pray and have God to fight them. And come on, let's face it. He's much better than you could ever be. Amen? He guards the paths of justice. Right? He is a just God. And He will guard those paths and preserve the way of His saints. What does it mean? It means that your path is secure. Your way is secure in Him. If you will follow God, He will take you to your destiny. No man, woman, child, or thing can stand between you and it. And let me just conclude with this thought. It is not your IQ that makes your destiny possible. God made you and your IQ. It's not your nationality, your race, the color of your skin, nor your level of education that determines your destiny. It is your obedience to God. and walking in the way of God that determines whether you receive your destiny or not. So if you're wondering today, can you do it? Duh. He made you to do it. Why can't you do it? Each and every one of you was created with a destiny within you. So of course you can do it. My question to you today is, will you do it? Because in the end, it's going to be your self-will that holds you back. It'll never be God, nor circumstances, nor events. It will be you. You are the only one. The devil don't have that right. Your XXX don't have that right. All your history thrown into a bucket don't give you the right to miss your destiny. Only you are in charge of whether you fulfill your destiny or not. And really, you only have one decision, or maybe two. Either you will serve Him by His will, which means you get your destiny, hands down, it's yours. Or you serve yourself and miss it. And that is the truth. And that permissive will is a crock. You get it? How many people think I might be a little controversial? I have good company. Read about Jesus someday. Amen? I'm here to tell you that whatever He said is true. And man's interpretation is subject to being wrong. But what He says is true. He says, follow me. First thing that happens when you get saved is, hey, you, follow me. He doesn't say after your dad and mom dies. He doesn't say when you get a few years older. He doesn't say when you feel like it. When He walks by and you see Him, and you'll know He's there, He says, hey, follow me. And if you will follow Him, He will take you to your destiny. Is it going to take work? Yeah, of course. Is it going to take effort? Yeah, buddy. Is it going to take perseverance? Uh-huh. Diligence? Oh, man. Opposition? Lots. Storms? But is it yours? Yeah. You just follow Him. And all these things will come to pass. And in the end, your destiny will come to pass too. The only person ever holding you back is you. Father, I love You today, God, and let it be this day that each person in this room gets a hold of this, God. That we quit making excuses, and today, God, we determine and purpose to make the run. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.